Here's your Forbes Daily Briefing for Tuesday, May 18th. Today on Forbes, the Colonial Pipeline hackers are one of the savviest criminal startups in a $370 million ransomware game. When Colonial Pipeline took its gasoline lines down following a successful cyber attack earlier this month, it became the most high-profile victim of a hacking group called DarkSide. But DarkSide isn't a single entity. It's a media-savvy, semi-professional startup and software supplier for an illicit market of hackers looking for a quick, easy way to breach and extort large businesses. In a ransomware game that, according to data from cryptocurrency tracker Chainalysis, has seen $370 million in 2020 revenue for the criminals in the form of ransom payments, DarkSide and its partners represent a dangerous new breed of underground businesses that are working together to menace legitimate organizations across public and private sectors. The security industry calls DarkSide's business model, quote, ransomware as a service, as it mimics the software as a service model. First, provide financially motivated cybercriminals with the best software for stealing data and encrypting victims' files over the internet via an easily accessible dark website. Second, provide the services around that software, such as tools that allow digital extortionists to communicate directly with their victims or get IT support. Third, share the rewards if a target pays the ransom. DarkSide takes most of the cut. According to FireEye, the security company whose Mandiant division is helping the Colonial Pipeline recover, DarkSide takes 25% of ransom fees less than $500,000 and 10% of ransom fees above $5 million. Though that's a sizable cut of the proceeds, the DarkSide operators make ransomware attacks so simple, customers keep coming. For full coverage, check out Thomas Brewster's piece on Forbes.com. This is Kieran Meadows from Forbes. Thanks for tuning in.